Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program. The number for you to join us here, 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. Again, the number 603-283-6160. We've been focused pretty exclusively tonight, although the phones are open as always, on the New Hampshire exit bill, the constitutional amendment, the historic constitutional amendment that had its first and only vote in the state house today. The full house heard this bill. They tried to avoid it. They tried to table it right away. And when somebody makes a motion to table a bill, it cuts off any discussion. And then they have to vote on whether or not to table the bill. If they had voted to table the bill, there would have been zero discussion on it. It would have been, quote-unquote, put on the table, and they would have moved on. And that's where it would have sat. It probably would not have been removed from the table at any point during the rest of the session, and it would have died on the table. But it didn't die on the table. It didn't get put on the table because they could not succeed at that particular motion, although subsequently the motion was to kill the bill, and that did pass 323-13. But those 13 brave men and women that were willing to vote for this thing, kudos to them. There's a list over at the Liberty Block at libertyblock.com for those that want to see who it was. I think they deserve a round of applause, a thank you. I hope that a lot of the people that were the activists in this case will reach out directly to them and thank them for doing this, because it was an act of political courage.
Absolutely.
Something that very rarely happens with politicians. But we're going to continue here with just a little bit, and then we're going to just take a break, because we could keep going with this footage from today. It would probably take the rest of the show, but I'm going to put some of it off probably till tomorrow night. But I do want to finish Matt Santanastasso's speech, since we are kind of in the middle of it here. He's one of the sponsors of the bill, responding after a total arch statist Democrat got up and pandered to all the nationalist things like the Pledge of Allegiance and the military and the Constitution, and saying that we're going to destroy the Constitution and destroy the United States by peacefully saying goodbye, which is, of course, all ridiculous hyperbole. But we go on here. This is what Matt had to say. He was just reading a section of the Declaration of Independence, and, of course, it all still applies to this day.
But when along train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to promote and to provide new guards for their future security. To assert that those who wrote this document went on to create a government that contradicts the principles on which it was founded is ludicrous and absurd. Returning to the alleged violation of the Constitution, I'm surprised that some are troubled by violations of the U.S. Constitution. It is not even possible to list all the violations on the other part, on the other party of this document, making this contract void in the perspective of any contract law that has ever existed. There is no evidence that the federal government is bound by the Constitution. Does our Constitution allow an intelligence community, which, to quote the current Senate Majority Leader, has six ways a Sunday of getting back at you if you cross them, that works so hard to undermine the 45th president of this country and to assure the election of our current president? Those who oppose this idea because in so many words the Civil War settled that issue, we must assume that had the colonists lost the war in the 1700s, that their words would not have been universally and everlasting true, that their veracity depended upon winning a war. Do we believe that other conquering nations have a right to forcefully rule over the conquered because might makes right for lack of power?
No, it's really all about fear. That's what the point about the Civil War is. It's just about fear. It's about, oh my God, the federal government killed people over this before. They'll kill us again.
Yep. Somebody actually said that. Well, it was Brody Deshays. Wasn't he one of the people that said they'll never be able to withstand their military might or something like that?
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't be surprised, because he also says that it was answered in the Civil War.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And that's just sort of a quick way of just blowing off the entire issue
right.
to people.
Do we surrender the principle of self-determination for a state any more or less than the individual? Some oppose this because governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. We are at a point beyond this. Does anyone believe that the current powers of the federal government over every aspect of our lives, from toilets to light bulbs, from taxation to vaccine mandates, from bankrupt Social Security to our $30 trillion deficit, the war on drugs, border patrols within 100 miles of national borders, how children are taught in our schools, and arbitrary no-fly lists are just light and transient causes? A federal government with approximately 400 agencies and more laws, federal crimes, and rules than anyone in the country is even aware of. A federal government that has sent our sons and daughters to foreign countries and involved them in countless foreign entanglements, often leading to their deaths. For those who label this effort un-American, referring back to the founding Declaration of Independence, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. How could one possibly argue that the words of the Declaration of Independence were un-American?
How much more despotic does it have to get for these people? Many of whom, on an individual basis, if you were to talk to them, would agree with you. The federal government is too big. They're out of control. But they just want to keep electing people to it. They just want to keep on playing their game. And this is the only sane way forward. This is the only sane way out of this insane relationship between the states and this federal gang. There's just no better way than this. And when these people will be able to see it, I don't know. I suggested on social media earlier tonight that these people, the so-called liberty reps who refused to vote for this bill and were too afraid to do so, I think they should be replaced. Somebody else said, Shellbanger on Twitter said, oh, no, well, we should just convince them.
They already ought to know better than that.
Yeah. How am I supposed to convince someone to have a spine?
You can't do that.
I just don't think I can.
It makes me kind of sick because what the lady I've been talking about today that told me she wasn't going to vote for it because she personally doesn't agree, so she doesn't think that the New Hampshire citizens get to have a say because she personally doesn't agree.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me really sick because I knocked on doors for her for Young Americans for Liberty, and the whole time I was like, I just don't know enough about these people. Like, I feel like these people are just Republicans, and, you know, they just give you, like, they give you your literature, they're like, go knock on these doors, and every day they're changing, so I feel just like, I feel so ashamed almost to have even knocked on doors for her, but not Matt Santanastasio.
And you did knock on doors for him?
Yeah.
Nice.
I actually tried harder whenever I was knocking on doors for him.
Good job, Fine.
For concerns such as what is the plan or how we will survive, there are plenty of examples of smaller countries in the world that function independently and even thrive. But also, it would be absurd to just tell a battered wife that she can't divorce until she has a plan.
Oof.
This is not a fringe idea. Hashtag national divorce trends on the internet. There's a similar movement in California, which will flourish again when Republicans take the U.S. Congress later this year. There's an independence movement in Texas and several movements to move borders to cities as in Atlanta or the states as in the Greater Idaho movement. Hollywood star Ron Perlman recently stated, "It's time that every state that would elect Republicans to represent them and all the rest of us separate. You don't want to live in my world, and I certainly don't want to live in yours." Sarah Silverman has endorsed national divorce. Ted Cruz and Congressman Massey and Green have spoken in support of national divorce. Media personalities including Glenn Beck, Ben Shapiro, Matt Walsh, Tim Pool, and others have spoken in support of splitting up the union before it's too late. This bill has no one in the chamber voting directly on secession. It asks them only to allow those we purport to represent to make their own decisions. If our state was currently independent, would we choose to join the union in the situation that it's in?
That's a really great point, and it's one that deserves more attention, and these state reps should be asked that question directly, is if New Hampshire were independent already, and then somebody said, hey, how'd you guys like to join the United States? Come on in, the water's fine, right? Like, do you want to join this warmongering?
Most of that water is pee, yeah. I think, so no.
Insane, boiling water, hot frog situation. No one sane would want to step into this organization.
The answer is obviously no. So we should allow our citizens the opportunity to determine their own future. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
That speech is just so much better, worlds better than the first guy who was just saying, emotion, 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 I'm going to cry, emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to move on to relationships. I want to get into the story that you brought in, Bonnie, to discuss. Because a lot of people have had relationships go south within the last few years, whether it be over...
Yeah, we've had calls about it, actually.
Yeah,
asking for advice. So
whether it be over Trump derangement syndrome or COVID derangement or whatever. The number here is 603-283-6160. Can those relationships be repaired? And more importantly...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Are open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you, by the way, to Nathan, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. Nathan is silver level, which means that he is supporting us for as little as $5 a month, and really appreciate the support. It helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, getting us on more great radio stations around the country, bringing new listeners on board and exposing them to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, we're talking about independence a lot tonight, and a lot in over the years, we've been big fans of secession, peaceful secession, of course. And so you can comment on anything you want. And again, thank you to Nathan for helping us out here. Go to amps.freetalklive.com to support the show and get some cool perks, get some benefits over at amps.freetalklive.com. All right, Bonnie, we started just barely this story that you had to share with us last night about people's relationships. I think it was Foundation for Economic Education.
Yes.
Is that right? Talking about people burning bridges over politics.
Which, by the way, the listener from Washington that called in should read the Foundation for Economic Education more often, because he, even though I may be like 22 or whatever he said, he doesn't know anything about economics.
Yeah, I don't remember what he said about economics, but, just the whole, if the government took over trash?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, what is this story about? Let's recap for listeners just tuning in.
The title is Relationship Counseling for Politics: How to Fix Relationships That Have Been Broken by Political Disagreement. And it says, if you want to rebuild a healthy and thriving relationship damaged by political discord, these tips can help get you there.
I'm just going to say right now, I'm skeptical that it is a healthy relationship to be in a relationship with someone who wants you dead.
Hmm.
Generally good advice right there, probably.
Now, they're not going to say that. That's not what they believe in their mind. But when you get into these issues and you narrow them down to the point where it comes down to the non-aggression principle, as it always does with libertarians, which is the idea that it's not okay to use aggressive force to achieve your political or your social goals. And when it comes down to it, the status of the world, the Republicans, the Democrats, most of them, they believe it is okay to use force to achieve their vision for society. And if that means that the force has to be used on you, well, sorry. You're going to get run over by the tanks or whatever it is that is going to happen. They themselves will not point the gun at your head. They're your friend. But they're totally fine if the police do it to you, because you're breaking the law. And if you're breaking the law, if you're not going along with their new program or whatever it is that they want to shove down your throat, then somebody's going to have to enforce it on you. And so I think that's what breaks up a lot of relationships as far as libertarians are concerned, because they come to the conclusion that the people that they loved or thought were their friends or their family members who cared about them actually put politics over their personal relationships, and they really don't care about you. Because if you cared about somebody, you wouldn't want to see them hurt, right? You wouldn't want to see them go to prison if they haven't harmed anybody else. But in these cases, these people absolutely do want to see you go to prison, because you don't agree with them.
What you're talking about is just why actual principles are so important, because people think that they support something that they're voting on because of their principle, but really it's just people can sell all these different things you're voting on for you, and really all it is a bullet to your friend who disagrees with it, and they're pointing bullets at you. And if you just stood on your principles, then you would be able to, instead of listening to whatever the politician said you should vote for to make you a good person, you would know what would make you a good person, because you would be voting via principle instead of the topic of the day.
Well, and there just aren't enough people who have principles, number one, which is one of the reasons why principled, liberty-loving people are moving to New Hampshire, so we can actually have a community of people who respect each other and respect their choices and their freedom to have whatever beliefs they want, so long as they don't bring harm to other human beings. Mm-hmm. And I just want to clarify, I'm not saying that you should be nasty to the status out there. I think we should be the
good
people.
It's hard not to.
I get that. I know you had a tough time today, Bonnie, with this state rep.
Oh, but I was great for my anger issues.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to blow up on her.
I was about to, but I didn't. I okay. ate my sandwich in 3 seconds, and then I left.
Yeah. But I don't think you should be nasty to them. I think we should be the good, we should be the good examples, right, and be friendly with them and hope that we can persuade them to change their mind. So I'm not saying cut off communication, but I don't know if it's worth repairing relationships with toxic people, but let's go on. What do they have to say?
Tip number one is talk about values. Good relationships are built on a bedrock of commonalities. It's hard to have a relationship with someone with whom you don't have anything in common. When you're discussing politics, talking about shared values rather than a specific policy position can help bring these commonalities to the fore and reestablish a joint connection with each other. For instance, let's say that your wife is in favor of subsidies for solar and wind energy. You oppose this policy because you think it's unfair to entrepreneurs who work in other energy sources like nuclear that wouldn't get the similar subsidies. Rather than arguing over President Biden's latest green energy bill, it might be more useful to highlight how your opposition stems from the value of fairness. Wow, this is like basically exactly what I was saying. You know, instead of, you know, your wife in this position is probably just saying, oh, I like the idea of not ruining renewable resources. You know, she was just played by Joe Biden.
Sure.
And you know, you got to explain to her the principle of what's behind what she's voting for. Instead of
if
just,
she cares.
Yeah. Your wife may disagree with you on this particular issue, but many liberal positions wanting to raise taxes on the 1%, for instance, are often also rooted in a desire for fairness. To be fair, this won't work in every issue. In The Righteous Mind, social psychologist Jonathan Haidt identifies 6 core values or moral foundations that make up how people think about politics. These are care harm, fairness cheating, loyalty betrayal, authority subversion, sanctity and degradation, and liberty oppression. Haidt points out that these conservative politics or that conservative politics tend to tap into all 6 moral foundations. Liberal politics generally only tap into 3, the care, harm, fairness, cheating, and tyranny, oppression. Many libertarians...
These are the justifications for government, basically?
Yeah, it's just people's core values.
Okay. Well, they think that politics are going to help these things, right? Oh, we can make things more fair. Oh, we can make things... whatever.
Yeah, I think the point is that the people on the left tend to only... observe, or not, they don't observe, but they naturally act on 3 of those criteria, whereas conservative people tend to act on all 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does that mean? It means that if your father is liberal and you're heavily patriotic, that may not be a value he's primed to understand or empathize with. But crucially, Haidt points out that most of us do share some core values. Most of us care about fairness, whether it's lambasting the ill-gotten gains of the 1% liberals, 1%, sorry, criticizing crony capitalists who get rich by seeking favors from Congress, or worrying about welfare queens who drive Cadillacs on the public dime. Most of us want to help the poor, and most of us are concerned about government overreach turning into tyranny, even if liberals and conservatives and libertarians tend to worry about that overreach in different areas.
We'll continue here. The number is 603-283-6160. So, yeah, people have different values, and unfortunately, all of them seem to want to use the government gang to force their values on others, as though that's somehow a good thing. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian forces are about 10 miles outside of Kyiv, a senior defense official saying the troops are approaching Kyiv from the northwest. This as Poland has taken in more than half of the 2 million people who fled the war in Ukraine. The baseball lockout is over as the owners and players have come to terms on a ratified new collective bargaining agreement, which will ensure a full 162-game season beginning April 7th. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he believes that the owners' imposed lockout helped, despite being frustrating for the fans.
I do believe that the lockout helped move the process along. And, you know, if we had just slid into the season, started the season without the lockout, I don't think we'd have an agreement today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
As long as there are computers, there will always be someone trying to get inside. Lucky for us Windows users, Microsoft has just squashed another laundry list of hacks. If you own a PC and you haven't installed this update yet, you're going to want to do so as soon as possible. Microsoft released its March 2022 patch on Tuesday. The update contains patches for 71 known vulnerabilities, ranging from elevation of privilege, denial of service, and spoofing. Plus, the company fixed 21 vulnerabilities in their web browser, Microsoft Edge. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jussie Smollett will spend 150 days behind bars for staging a fake hate crime in Chicago. The judge also sentencing Smollett to 30 months probation. The former Empire actor was found guilty in December on 5 felony counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police about being the victim of a phony racist and homophobic attack in 2019. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, you can join us here at 603-283-6160 and bring up whatever you want here in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
You can also join us in real life at ForkFest 2022. It is the 6th annual ForkFest happening at Rogers Campground. June 27th through July 3rd. It happens in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Absolutely beautiful place to be. If you've never been to Rogers Campground, you're absolutely going to love it. It's just gorgeous there. Just going up by yourself would be a great time, or with the family or loved ones. But going up with, I don't know, dozens, hundreds, we have no idea how many people will attend ForkFest on any given year. But going up with other people that love freedom is makes it even better. And, in fact, you get to celebrate Independence Day with us, as they usually have a killer fireworks show at the campground on that weekend, sort of Independence Day weekend. Independence Day falls on a Monday this particular year, so they usually have the fireworks on that Saturday night. So July 2nd, you can probably expect a really great fireworks show. If you're at the campground, you can go to forkfest.party to learn more about this unofficial, decentralized libertarian camping event. There's no tickets. All you need to do to attend is just reserve your either RV site, your campsite, or your hotel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. You can get connected with other ForkFest attendees, past, present, and future, on the Matrix and Telegram chat rooms. Those are linked over at forkfest.party. So drop on in there to learn more about it. And don't forget, the Porcupine Freedom Festival happens the week before, and that is, as of last weekend, it was 94% sold out.
So that's nuts!
Yeah, so if you haven't yet gotten your ticket to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's going to sell out.
So you should probably do that sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and also, camping space is also
completely
very,
gone.
Completely gone.
It's gone.
That doesn't mean you can't find a campsite with somebody who's already there. Like, right. I've already got a guy who's asked to stay on my campsite. We agreed to let him come on and join us.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, no.
Get the Portfest ticket first and then just kind of ask around and see what you can find.
Yeah, there's groups for that on Telegram and so forth.
So forkfest.party, and check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well at porkfest.com. We continue, Bonnie, with your story from the Foundation for Economic Education about repairing relationships with people that have been burned down over politics.
Yep. We went over the first tip, which was talk about the values or principles. And tip number two is find shared understanding. Good communication is built on understanding and empathizing with each other, even when we disagree. Here's one powerful way to do that. When you're tempted to talk about why you favor or oppose a certain policy, go deeper and talk about why your position is so important to you. What in your life made you care about that position? Opening up about why you care about a certain policy can help your partner, friend, sibling, child, parent empathize with your beliefs even if they still disagree. Done reciprocally, this can build understanding and compassion instead of anger and contempt. This practice also requires humility because you have to own the fact that you didn't come to all of your ideas via pure, perfect reason. Humility is a powerful antidote to acrimony.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm skeptical about a lot of this this advice here because I can empathize with the reason why a Democrat wants welfare programs, right? They want to help people. I get that. They're talking in there about the caring aspect of why they're motivated to look to government for these things. They believe that government helps. They believe that they can help the sick, that they can help the poor, that they can help the hungry through government programs. So I can empathize with their reasons because I give money to the local homeless shelter here in town. There's a privately run homeless shelter, for instance. I've donated to the food kitchen here as well, right? So, like, I'm willing to contribute to positive community-based efforts to help people. So I understand, and I can put myself in the shoes of somebody who is having a difficult time in life, and I can say, I wouldn't want that to be me. And so, you know, because we can empathize with somebody else in a bad situation is usually why we give things like charity, right? Like, we can realize, oh my God, that would be horrible to experience. Here, let me try to help ease that person's difficulty. But the difference between me and that Democrat is I'm only willing to help on a voluntary basis. I'm only willing to ask people for help, to persuade them to assist. But the Democrat isn't. The Democrat, and I'm sure plenty of Republicans, they want to use violence. They think that their goals are so important that people should be threatened with violence in order to support them. Well, so I just don't know if explaining to them, empathy is going to really work, because they have no empathy for the victims of the tax man.
Yeah, not everybody realizes that every law is a gun.
No, they don't. They don't want to see it. You can show
they
it.
They don't want to see it.
Right.
Which makes them bad people, which makes them makes me not want to patch things up with them.
I don't know if they're bad people or just totally ignorant. And
tragically stupid is also the same thing as bad people in my book, and I don't want to deal with them.
Well, a lot of the times I think that they are only getting their information on why they should or shouldn't pass a bill via mind control programs like the news and school and, you know,
sure.
All these things.
They're just parroting
so
things.
I think what this one is saying, find shared understanding, is tell people the actual reason you oppose or for some position instead of the reason that they're just told that because you may argue with somebody, like when we talked to Sarah about communism,
mm-hmm.
Communism's bad, Sarah, because, and then you're giving all these logical reasons because we're pretty logical here on Free Talk Live, and I think that we like things that are solid facts and things like that, but maybe someone, I mean, I don't know about Sarah, if she'll ever change her mind, she's so far gone, but
she doesn't even listen.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe some people can actually be changed if you explain to them, no, I actually don't oppose welfare programs because I don't want to help people. Maybe they really think that it's that all Republicans don't want to help people. They're just selfish. Maybe that's what they think. And they just need to be explained. Listen, I'm your friend. Do you think I'm selfish? We've been friends for this long, and this is why I personally oppose this. It's because I think that it can be done better. Or, just give them your true opinions instead of just saying, no, I'm not voting for that crap. Haha. FJB. Haha. You know, like, it's just like a lot of times it's just political discourse nowadays is just the standard prepackaged argument you're allowed to give via the mainstream media.
Mindless stone throwing, basically.
I guess this advice isn't bad for people who've never tried these things before, but if you've done these things, if you've explained why it is that you have empathy and that you understand that the state does not have empathy, the state is this cold, heartless organization that just kills innocent people and you don't want to support it. If you've gone through those explanations and these people still don't understand or don't change their minds over some amount of time, then I'm with Matt on this. Walk away.
Yep.
And stop trying to persuade these people.
Stranger danger. They are not the people you thought they were. Yeah. They are total strangers. Walk away from them.
Just because you were raised by these people, if they're your family members, just because you happen to go to the same school or the same church or whatever, however they became your friend, doesn't mean that they appreciate who you really are. And if they cannot possibly come to that appreciation and agree to not want to kill you, which is ultimately what the state is, then there are other people in the world who will be your friend. There are other people in the world who do not want to see you punished for disagreeing with them. Well, and you should spend your time with those people instead, because your time's limited.
In New Hampshire.
Yeah. I think a lot of the time people don't have conversations that deeply about these issues, like on a core value level, because they're just afraid that the other person is already on that team, you know, and you're on that team, so you just can't have this conversation. But, like, I used to fear that about my friends in San Antonio, and then when I just, like, became open about being a libertarian and then our house got raided, I was honestly so shocked by some of them. How open they were to understanding me. I mean, not all of them, but it kind of made me even more friends with some of them that I really thought I would never have a conversation about politics.
Yeah, I have all new friends now in people that I've always been friends with, but I didn't know that they agreed with me this hard about something. Like, I was like, oh, man, I would have hung out with you in high school if I knew that's the way it felt back then. Yeah.
Are there more points that you want to share from this story?
Yeah, one more.
All right, another tip here from the Foundation for Economic Education on repairing relationships with the people that you care about. The number here is 603-283-6160. You know, give it a shot. See how it goes, but don't spend your life trying to keep saving somebody.
Waste the time.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. In the remaining moments, enough time for you if you dial in now. Here tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
We're talking about possibly building relationships or rebuilding ruined relationships that people have burned bridges on regarding their political viewpoints. And I guess in normal world, where you don't actually have any other libertarians around to talk to, this is probably something people find to be, you know, worth doing because they have no chance of having enough libertarians in their area that they can actually be friends with. We have a completely different community here in New Hampshire where if you wanted to, you could just be friends with all libertarians, voluntarists, and liberty-loving anarchists. And spend your time just on those people and forget about the rest of society. There's enough people here. There are thousands of people have moved here to where that can be you if you want to. Now, of course, it's, a lot of people recommend you should still get involved in the community and meet other people and maybe, you know, help them understand the ideas of liberty, too.
Or but, you can stay wherever you are and suck wind and hate life and not have any friends that understand you. And,
right. I mean, that's got to be a frustrating thing. I remember Jeremy Kaufman gave a good example of one of the ways that his life changed. Jeremy Kaufman is the, I didn't know this until this last weekend, but he's now the, I guess, acting executive director or interim executive director of the Free State Project, so kudos to him. But he moved here from Philadelphia, and it was several years ago, so like, you know, 2017 or something like that, 2015. And he said there was a major change that happened that he didn't even expect, didn't realize was going to happen to him, and that is that he didn't have to moderate himself anymore. And he found himself just realizing this at some point, was that when he lived in Philly, when he was around his friends, he could never really be who he truly was. He could never truly come right out, or at least this is how he felt, right? This is the way he lived.
But it wasn't even the forefront of his brain. He just was automatically doing it, and I totally get that.
Yeah. He was automatically
filtering
himself to keep his friendships. because he believed at some level that if he was truly saying the things that he believed, that he would ostracize everyone would ostracize him and he would have no friends left. And then when he moved here, he realized he could be as radical as he wanted to be, as honest about his viewpoints as he wanted to be, and he's around people that understand.
And that's what's great about the idea of secession and splitting up the union instead of living under one sheet, is that people can be more authentic to themselves if they get to move wherever they know where people are that share the values that they do.
Free people are better people.
It's like a Mormon living in the middle of Florida with no Mormon friends, I don't know if there's not that many Mormons there, might just feel so much better when they get to Utah and almost everybody in their community is Mormon.
Right. So there was one more point I think you wanted to share, Bonnie, from your story from the Foundation for Economic Education. For those that need help trying to repair relationships, they're giving some advice.
Tip number 3 is see your shared humanity. Like we said, good relationships are built on a bedrock of commonalities. Ideally, some of those commonalities will come from shared political values and experiences. But if there aren't any, you can find another kind of commonality in experiences outside of politics. Commonalities between you and your estranged friend or sibling, spouse, child, parent can form 2x4s that rebuild the relationship between the two of you on a stronger foundation. This can heal the relationship at its core rather than just fixing the political symptoms.
Are they just saying talk about other things? Talk about sports? Talk about pop culture?
Talk about things outside of politics.
Yeah.
That's a little strange tip. Well, it ends with a caveat I think you guys will agree with.
Mm-hmm.
One rule in relationship coaching is that both parties have to want to change. That is, the perceived pain of changing has to be outweighed by the pain of the status quo. If the other person doesn't want to mend bridges, there is unfortunately very little that you can do. However, if you both want to rebuild a healthy and thriving relationship, these tips can help you get there.
Yeah, what they're saying there in that last tip is to just go back to your relationship where you hide your beliefs, right? Oh,
yeah.
You guys became friends because you were at work together and you had that in common, and it turns out you liked watching Superman, right? Like, so you had some sort of pop culture thing that you could talk about, or you both liked the Red Sox or the Yankees or whatever, and so you went to a few games together, and eventually at some point you got on the subject of politics and realize you have some fundamental disagreements,
mm-hmm.
and that things, when you start digging a little deeper into this person, you don't have the same, you're not getting along in the same way that you thought that you were. So it's saying if you want to repair the relationship, just go back to the way it was.
I think that's really weak too. I mean,
that's because these relationships are weak that we're talking about
at the outset.
My political opinions have to do way more with my core values as a human being.
Right.
And so I just don't think I could do something. They don't respect that.
And I understand that this could sound culty, right? Like to somebody, you're trying to tell people to, get away from their families. No, that's not what I'm saying. Bonnie's suggestions are fine here. If you're wanting to repair a relationship to where you can still talk to a person, then just agree to say, hey, look, we're not going to talk about politics anymore. And if that's something you can accept, if that's something that, even though, like, to me, for instance, like, doing activism is part and parcel of what I do. If you talk to me for long enough, and this is something that's happening with my mother and I understand she doesn't want to talk about these things. I understand she feels like she gets cornered every time that we have one of these conversations. That's because she's losing them, right? Like she has nothing to say that can possibly, win in against the ideas of liberty. So she feels cornered. She feels trapped, and that's an uncomfortable feeling for her. So I make a point of not going to those places with her. We talk about her job. We talk about, the things that she's interested in, her church or whatever, and not to get off the line. Because if I'm on long enough, she might ask me a question about my life. And then I have to tell her what I do and the things that I've been involved in. And she doesn't want to hear it. So in order to keep that relationship okay, we just don't broach those subjects. So it's a superficial relationship at best. I love her. She's my mom. But she's not, like, my best friend. And she never will be. So anyway, I think those are they're okay advice for people that are okay with having half-ass friends and keeping them in their lives because they have nothing better, and that's sad.
I recommend just offloading those people.
I agree. But you've got to move to a place like New Hampshire if you want to have a good pool from which to choose. You can't just show up at the local libertarian meeting and develop good relationships with most of them.
You can have
they're
online
so
friends,
weird.
But it's nothing like having real people in real life, a good community that you know.
Right.
I think starting off, you have to become truly authentic to yourself. You have to go into yourself, find out who you are, and that will lead you to your people.
Yes, you have
to
be true.
I think that's better advice.
That's what Harry Brown said, the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. He did some great non-libertarian work, just kind of helping people just be better people. And he said, look, if you are true to yourself, it's Harry Brown's silver rule, not the golden rule, but the silver rule. True to yourself, you're going to attract the people that are like you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just so true. But it's even more true here in New Hampshire, where you can have the libertarian community of the people that are like you. Maybe you're not into politics. Well, there's the outside of the system people. Maybe you're into the families instead of, you know, you're not in the single scene or whatever anymore. There's a bunch of families doing family things. There's community here where you can pick and choose. You don't have to hang around with the weird, awkward, socially, you know.
Yeah, and you've got all kinds, too. Yeah. Like, you know, there's all kinds of people that have moved for the freedom migration in New Hampshire, for sure.
Matt, I know you wanted to talk about the ATF tonight. They're up to some more crazy shenanigans.
Yeah, we don't have much time left, but this is an important story. I want to get it out there. So I want to explain real quick. This is about silencers. The ATF has issued an edict. What I should say is they changed their mind about a definition this week, which puts a lot of people in jeopardy. So when you buy a silencer, you file a Form 4 with the ATF, you pay a tax, you wait around for like 9 months or a year, and they'll finally get back to you and tell you, yes, you're not a psychopath. You can have a silencer. Then you can go pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
There's another way to do it, which takes way less time, is to make your own. And you do that on a Form 1. You can make your own silencer. So there are these basically very close to finished silencer items, which they call solvent traps. They're pretty cheap. You can buy them on the internet. You can get them through Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of good ones. There's a number of bad ones. And people do buy these things, and they file their Form 1 with the ATF. They wait till the paperwork comes back, and then they complete the build of the silencer, and they have a silencer. So the ATF has just mass denied 850 Form 1s.
Oh,
the first time they've ever done a mass denial of Class 3 forms. And they denied 850 Form 1s that are all for making your own silencer. And they have not only denied them, they have alerted the local field agents to the people who filed those Form 1s to alert them that they suspect those people are in possession of an illegal silencer.
Wow.
So these are all people who are trying to do the right thing by the government and ask for the permission to build their silencer. And now that they've got the parts ready to go to start the build, they're waiting on the approval. They're actually going to get attacked by ATF agents. 850 people.
I don't know if that gives them a class action lawsuit to try to fight this thing, this new determination. But
it's another commercial
terrifying.
For cryptocurrency, too. Like, the government shouldn't be able to just pull up information on what you spent money on and go after you.
Well, they filled out a form, so that's what got them.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.